An audit done by the University of South Florida is raising some red flags regarding practices at its high-tech medical training center in Tampa. As WUSF's Mark Schreiner tells us, the report comes after the head of the center stepped down.
While the audit released by USF Health didn't find any evidence that fraud took place at the Center for Advanced Medical Learning and Simulation, or CAMLS, it indicated that the possibility of fraud existed. The audit, which led to the resignation of CAMLS CEO Deborah Sutherland, identified a number of risks, including that spending on 15 corporate credit cards was never reviewed, and there was a similar lack of oversight for travel. USF Health executives ordered the audit after suspecting that portions of the center were underperforming financially. Auditors found that while CAMLS did break even, it was mainly because USF Health provided additional financial support. In concept, the center is supposed to fund itself through simulation training of medical professionals from around the world. Last week, a university trustees workgroup said it will now focus more on training students in USF Health programs. Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.